This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Hello. Assalamu alaikum. My name is Yoganandan. This soul expresses thanks to Allah. So this soul wants to ask the one question, that is, the concept of the marriage at the point of view of Allah and at the point of religious point of view and the philosophical point of view in Islam, what it is?
Very quickly, Islam sees marriage as a contract, meaning that there is a proposal in the contract, there is an acceptance of the proposal in the contract, in the presence of witnesses, with the mahar that is given. Once that takes place, then the man and the woman are seen as a husband and a wife. However, Islam makes the following point, and that is, the whole concept of marriage is made so simple in Islam. If two people want to be together, then Islam says, be together. And what the marriage license does, or when they come to the imam, what that does is that it adds an ethical value to the relationship. And that is how marriage is different, you know, when people have relationships. There is an ethical value, because the marriage license is nothing but a documentation of the event. That so-and-so person on so-and-so date in the presence of so-and-so person, given the dowry of this, have agreed to get married. It is really documenting the event, and that is it. However, it is not in the legal value that that marriage license is important. Rather, it is in the ethical value that marriage is important. For example, when a husband is marrying a woman, what do they say? They say that I am marrying you according to the book of Allah and according to the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Now, I have attended some non-Muslim weddings in the state. I really don't know what people say here in India, but people in the states, what they do is that they exchange vows. What they say, you know, is, I promise to love, to honor, to nourish, to respect this person until death do us apart. Undoubtedly, these are beautiful words. You know, when you give the person that, you know, your assurances, I promise to love you, to honor you, to respect you, to nourish you, and what have you. These are beautiful words. However, the belief in Islam is this. When you are saying that I am making Allah my witness that I will take care of this woman, it is not what we do in public that matters most, but what happens when we are by ourselves alone. So you tell the woman, don't worry, I made Allah my witness that I will take care of you. And the woman is saying back, don't worry, I am making Allah my witness that I will take care of you. So this way, there is that added ethical element into the whole concept of marriage. Also in Islam, it is not enough that the technicality of marriage are followed and that's the end of it, where we have this and we have that. It just makes it legal. It does not necessarily make it moral. It does not necessarily make it happy. And that is why I said earlier, marriage in Islam is not about two people getting married to be happy. It is about two people getting married to make each other happy. And that's a very important point to make. So Islam speaks of marriage, and he said that the point of marriage are two things. He said that لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا. He said that Allah has prescribed, it is mentioned in Surah Ar-Rum. Surah Ar-Rum, I forgot the verse, surah number. But what happens is Allah speaks and says, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَكُمْ مِنْ تُرَابٍ. Of his signs is that he has created you of dust. And then the following verse said, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا. And of his signs is that he has created mates for you. And then the third verse says, the following verse says, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ خَلْقُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. And of his signs is the creation of the heavens and the earth. Now remember this, the sign of marriage is mentioned before the sign of the creation of the heavens and the earth. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, this is indeed a very important matter. Allah says in the Quran, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu awfu bil uqood. O ye who believe, fulfill your vows, fulfill your pledges. If you made a promise, make sure that you carry it on. And the best vow that we made, the best pledge that we made, is our pledge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we worship none but Allah. And the second most important one is the contract of marriage.